Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Share if you want to contribute to the conversation. We are here for you on The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Dr. Raymond Wiggins at the bottom of the hour. His book is Weeding Out the Lies About Marijuana. Dr. Wiggins is no fan of the evil weed, and even though these days you hear a lot of good stuff about marijuana, Dr. Wiggins is all about the health risks associated with smoking marijuana, smoking pots. Marijuana worth the mental health risks? Is marijuana worth the health risks? Don't gamble with your life. These are some of the things Dr. Wiggins talks about in his book. And we will talk to Dr. Raymond Wiggins about his take on marijuana at the bottom of the hour. And get your calls, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 in our next segment. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products directly off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to work for yourself, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. The longevity business opportunity is an ideal way to enter into the business world, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you like being an entrepreneur, working for yourself. I've been part of the longevity family for 25 plus years now, since 1998. I think I just had my 25th anniversary about a month ago. And I'll tell you what, not only has it been very financially rewarding for me, but it's also allowed me to help a lot of people. So if you want to make a difference in the world and make money at the same time, the longevity business opportunity is something that you want to at least take a look at. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. And if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, signing up to be distributor is a great way to do that too. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Dr. Raymond Wiggins at the bottom of the hour. His book, Weeding Out the Lies About Marijuana. And then your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. Okay, so I have so much more to say about SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's critical to understand. I've talked about it as the first point on the triangle of disease without mentioning the word SIBO directly. I've talked about dysbiosis, which is essentially a synonym for SIBO, messed up gut bacteria, leading to leaky gut, leading to every single systemic chronic disease you can name, including Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and fibrosis of all kinds and autoimmune diseases and skin conditions and fatty liver disease and on and on and on. It is so ridiculous to go to a healthcare professional, to go to a doctor with some kind of health condition like a neurological problem or a skin problem or some kind of systemic issue, cardiovascular disease, and not have that medical professional check for intestinal health. It is the core of everything. It is the soil of the body, the way the dirt is the soil. The dirt is responsible for the growth of the tree. Let me rephrase that. The intestine is to diseases like the soil is to the leaves or the fruit of a tree. And if you have dirty, contaminated soil or malnourished or mineral deficient soils, you're going to have lousy food, lousy fruits, lousy trees. And you can't do anything to the fruit. You can't do anything to the leaves. You can't do anything to the branches. You got to work at the level of the soil. Likewise with the body. You've got to work at the level of the intestine. And that's why we're spending so much time talking about this condition. Because if you have interstitial cystitis, just to pick one example, a painful, really miserable, painful urinary tract condition where it happens to women mostly. They'll go to the bathroom, they'll urinate, they'll have this terrible burning pain, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's like a bladder infection times 10. Except there's nothing anybody can do about it, and nobody has ever thought to check for SIBO, but yet we know that most patients with interstitial cystitis are dealing with SIBO. And I just picked interstitial cystitis, but you could pick any chronic disease. So it's critical that we understand what to do about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So we talked about FODMAPs last program, and FODMAPs is a very confusing subject. A couple of main points about FODMAPs. FODMAPs is an acronym that stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. Fermentable just means food for bacteria. So you've got sugars that feed bacteria. That's all FODMAPs is. And of course, everything that we eat practically, not everything, but most of what we eat contains sugars that feed bacteria. So the FODMAPs diet's not really practical in the sense that you can't go by a list of foods that are high FODMAPs or low FODMAPs because you never can tell what you're going to react to, which is why I say do a food diary. If you look at the FODMAPs list, it's huge. And if you look at the low FODMAPs list, that is the foods that have low FODMAPs, some of those foods can be problematic for some people. So you can't really go by lists, and that's just kind of a rule of thumb anyway. You can't go by good food, bad food lists. There are some foods, obviously, that are bad for everybody. Potato chips, right? Donuts, candy bars. Nobody benefits from donuts or candy bars or potato chips or french fries. But the ones that are sort of have benefits, but some people have problems with, you just can't go by a list on those. And also, gluten-free, you're not out of the woods with gluten-free. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people who say they're gluten-free, but they still have symptoms. The symptoms of SIBO mimic the symptoms of gluten intolerance. The symptoms of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth mimic the symptoms of all lectin issues. So you got to go by your personal reactions to foods. And that's why a food diary is so darn important. Yes, there are the FODMAPs foods, and they get a lot of press. The fermentable sugars are a problem for some people, and staying away from these foods is probably going to be important for SIBO patients. Nonetheless, the list of FODMAP foods is incredibly long, and to try to use a listing of foods to determine what you can eat can be incredibly complicated and time-consuming and a pain in the butt, no pun intended. The best thing is a fast first. First of all, if you fast before you do a food diary, you'll become more sensitive to the foods that you eat. You'll notice things more. So you fast for a day or two. And usually, if you have a health challenge, when you fast, you're going to feel better anyway. So you fast for a couple days. And then you write down everything you eat, and it helps to just eat very simply. Just eat one kind of food. And also pick your favorite food. Because it's usually our favorite foods that are the problem, unfortunately. And then you note how you eat, how you feel after you eat a certain food. Especially digestive systems, bloating, or symptoms, especially bloating, gas, flatulence, abdominal pain, a sense of fullness.
obviously those, but also skin issues. Notice if your skin's breaking out, if you get rashes after certain foods. That's a classic reaction to SIBO is skin conditions. All right, we'll come back and we'll further discuss this this whole SIBO issue. And what you can do about it when we come back from our break, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Raymond Wiggins coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on
on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Raymond Wiggins will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Weeding Out the Lies. He also has a Weeding Out the Lies study guide and a Weeding Out the Lies expanded edition if you're interested in more medical stuff. Actually, he calls medical and biblical perspective. I'm not sure what he means by that. We'll have to talk to Dr. Wiggins about that. He's an MD. Dr. Wiggins is a medical doctor as well as a DDS. We'll talk about the devastating and deadly effects of marijuana. Sounds a little scary. Sounds a little like that movie, Reefer Madness. But we'll see what Dr. Wiggins has to say at the bottom of the hour. And get your calls here in this segment, 844-236-6010. Hang tight if you're on hold. We'll get you just a moment. A couple things I want to finish up with. I'm not going to finish up now about SIBO. There's so much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. So food diary, don't pay attention to, you know, FODMAPs lists or good food, bad food lists as much as just your personal experience with foods. Look for digestive symptoms after you eat a specific food, bloating, gas, flatulence, a sense of fullness. There's actually a really interesting digestive condition called gastroparesis, which is where you just can't empty stuff out of your stomach and you have this incredibly uncomfortable sense of fullness in the stomach. And nobody would think to check for SIBO with that, but that's one of the causes of gastroparesis if you're dealing with that or you know somebody who is. Skin conditions, rashes, acne lesions, especially along the cheek and the jawline. I don't even like referring that to acne. It's more like an immune reaction that occurs in the cheek and the jawline, sometimes in the chin area. Those are always, always associated with dysbiosis or SIBO. Quick digression, by the way, on the skin thing. Our dermatology and our general skincare professional wisdom does not typically include the gut-skin axis. That is the relationship of intestinal health to dermatological conditions. So if you're going to see a dermatologist or a doctor, skincare professional for a skin condition like rosacea or rashes or psoriasis or eczema or acne lesions, more often than not, in fact, most of the time, I'll say, you're not going to get your problem solved because most skincare professionals are unaware of or they don't recognize this gut-skin relationship, the gut-skin axis that is the relationship between intestinal health, gut health, and the skin, the body's largest organ, of course. So, and there, the worst is when you get topical things like steroids or any kind of topical preparation for rashes or for eczema or for acne. It's really, there's just silliness around skincare. And I've been in the skincare business, as you guys know, for 40 plus years. There's such silliness around how we conventionally treat dermatological conditions. Now, I will say it's changing. It's a lot better than it was when I started in the 1980s. And when I really was really beginning my career as a formulating pharmacist, as a dermatological pharmacist in the 1990s, it's way better than it is now. And most younger physicians and estheticians and skincare professionals are aware of this relationship. Still, it's not conventional yet at this point. All right, so we're going to talk more about some of these, some of the other ways to control SIBO. FODMAPs diet, a low FODMAPs diet can help, but go by your own personal relationship to foods, but go by your own personal reactions to what you're eating. It's always the best than trying to go with a FODMAPs list or a good food, bad food list. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about some other things you could do. If you are dealing with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, let's hit the phones and go to Mary in Idaho. Greetings, Mary. What's going on?
I have a vascular question. Is it
yes,
possible?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been diagnosed with an aneurysm in the carotid artery on
the neck. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your symptoms? What are the symptoms? And did you go to the doctor because you had some kind of symptoms?
I did have symptoms. I'm not even sure if it's from that or maybe something surrounding it. I was just really weak, like I was getting ready to drop.
How did you have any cognitive issues, dizziness or anything, any mental issues or forgetfulness or anything like that? Any dementia or anything?
Lethargy, but not quite dizzy, but just lethargy.
Okay.
I was getting ready to pass out, but the room was not spinning, not that kind of dizziness.
Okay, do you understand the carotid artery is one of the major blood vessels? There's two main blood vessels on both sides of your neck that carry blood to the brain, oxygen to the brain.
Yes.
And if you have an aneurysm, that's like a bulge in one of those arteries, and that usually occurs because the connective tissue is starting to deteriorate. So the best thing you can do is start building the connective tissue. And that's a sign that that's not a good thing. Do they do they want to do surgery? What do they want to do exactly?
They do want to do surgery, and I'm just scared to death.
Well, you should be scared to death of you know, the aneurysm too, because you don't want anything to happen there. Because basically the arterial wall is thinning out is basically what's happening. So you got to start strengthening the connective tissue. There's a couple things. Work on it from two directions. Number one, if you're smoking, drinking alcohol, eating lots of sugar, or anything that you're putting that's getting into your system that's toxic, that can cause a reaction called glycation. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, which is basically a sugaring of the connective tissue, which can lead to a stiffening and then deteriorating of the connective tissue. So you want to stay away from anything like that if you're doing any of that. And then you want to start taking supplements to help you build the connective tissue, and there's lots that can do that. I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. I know it doesn't sound like you have a bone and joint problem, but this is a connective tissue issue. You want to be doing lots of connective tissue building amino acids and protein, things like collagen peptides, for example, bone broth and bone broth protein. And the most important nutrient for building connective tissue is vitamin C. So making sure you're taking high doses of vitamin C. I'd personally be taking 2 or 3 grams of it a day. Now, you'll get some of it in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for sure, but I get some extra vitamin C. Take 2 or 3 grams of vitamin C a day. You want to get on some zinc, 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Picolinate is the best form of zinc for sure. And copper is probably, if not the most, it's one of the most important nutrients you could take for building connective tissue also. The good news is once you start building your connective tissue, not only will you be strengthening your arteries, but you'll also be strengthening your skin, and you'll have better skin, and you'll also have better bones, and you'll also be reducing your risk of osteoporosis or of ruptures or hernias or prolapses, all of which can be the result of connective tissue deterioration. And it does sound like that's what you're, based on what you're explaining, how you're explaining it, does sound like that's what you're dealing with. Does that make sense, ma'am?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so focus on connective tissue, building the connective tissue, and do research on building the connective tissue, because that's where your problem, that sounds to me like that's where your problem is. Okay, thanks for your call, Mary. Appreciate it. And let's see if we can get one more in and talk to our friend Lydia. What's going on, Lydia?
Hi, Ben.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to know, do I got it right where it's not true that you're not supposed to use the hypo, I mean, if you have hypothyroid, you're not supposed to do ketogenic diet.
Who told you that?
I heard it somewhere, and I want
to know who said that. That sounds like poppycock.
I hate to tell you, but I did hear it.
Oh no! Don't tell me. Then I know what you're going to say, so don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Then I won't.
I think we have this psychic connection because I think I know who you're talking about. So I better watch my step here, huh? I better watch what I say. No, the ketogenic diet is a low calorie diet, and possibly this person was saying because it's a low calorie diet, it may exacerbate hypothyroidism, but I'm not buying that. The ketogenic diet is a great diet, and it's very misunderstood. Will you call tomorrow? Because I want to talk about that a little bit.
Okay,
give me a call tomorrow if you can. Thank you so much, Lydia.
Right.
Nice to talk to you. All right. All right, Dr. Raymond Wiggins coming up next on The Bright Side, weeding out the lies about marijuana.
And vitality for you, your family, and friends. Get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
USA News Update. President Biden was on the ground Saturday in Florida touring the historic damage from Hurricane Idalia. He vowed to give the government support to those in need across the state. Jimmy Buffett has died. Known for the tune Margaritaville, the laid-back singer-songwriter was 76. Former Clinton cabinet member Bill Richardson died Friday at the age of 75. Richardson was also governor of New Mexico from 2003 to 2011. A new poll gives former President Trump a 46-point lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The survey from the Wall Street Journal also has Trump and Biden deadlocked in a general election. At the movies, Barbie has become the highest-grossing film of the year worldwide with over $1.3 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evening, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review a program or subject or share one with a friend or loved one, we got a search box up with 12 years of archived information at brightsideben.com. You'll also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. I also have a YouTube channel now. You can check that out at
Your Skin Matters. You've got to put the at sign there, at Your Skin Matters. We have all our Moments of Truth up there and a bunch of other videos that I've done. Or you can just Google my name and you'll get all kinds of great health information. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm on a mission to help educate people how their bodies work and how their skin works and how they can use supplements as well as topical skincare for health and longevity. Speaking of skincare, make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-trauma or post-surgical scarring, eczema, psoriasis, acne, just plain old dry skin or aging skin or hyperpigmentation. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring fat-soluble vitamin C and lots of it. Ionic minerals, retinol, hyaluronic acid, glycogen, alpha-hydroxy acids, everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. That's what True Skin Health is all about. True Skin Health, because healthy skin is beautiful skin, and beautiful skin is healthy skin. Check out all our True Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. That's with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. His book is Weed Out the Lies About Marijuana. Dr. Raymond Wiggins is a doctor as well, a DDS dentist, as well as a medical doctor and MD. And his book is all about the problems associated with marijuana, mental health problems, physical health problems, questions like, is CBD safe and effective? Are answered in, is Delta-8 THC safe and effective? Is are answered in his book, Weed Out the Lies About Marijuana. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Raymond Wiggins. Hello, Dr. Wiggins.
Hey, Ben.
Greetings. Good to talk to you. So you have a contrarian view these days on marijuana, on the evil weed. I keep hearing about all the good stuff. I hear a lot about the good stuff that's associated with marijuana, and I've studied as a pharmacist for 40 years now. So I have a little understanding about marijuana. Tell me why you're so, you see it as a risky proposition to use marijuana for health or even for recreation, I imagine. Tell us a little about that.
Well, Ben, the first thing I can say is that it's really not your grandparents' marijuana. I know that you like natural things, and I agree with you on that. Marijuana 50 years ago was 1 to 2%, maybe 3% THC. Now it's been genetically modified so that, you know, some of it's up to 30 to 45%. But the average is 22% THC. And so it's definitely not natural at this point. And nothing that you smoke is going to be good for you. The other thing is all the physical and mental health risks. I mean, I can just go down the list of problems with your brain, the lower IQ, the problems with your heart, which a lot of those are brand new studies. You know, as much as a 5 times risk of a heart attack for the first hour after smoking marijuana. You go with the lungs. I mean, it's not hard to think about all the problems that it can cause with your lungs if you're thinking about all the problems that cigarettes cause. Well, marijuana causes that, but even more. And we can talk about any of this more if you'd like. And then the mental health issues, there's just a ton more anxiety. You know, people think that it reduces anxiety, and it does when you're on it. But when you come down from it, you're going to have more anxiety than you would have had you not used it at all. There's increased risk of schizophrenia, up to a 6 times risk and even a 7 times risk in one study where people started smoking it young and smoked it heavily. So, you know, tell me what direction you want me to go there and I can go with any of that.
Okay, first of all, 100% agree with you about the smoking, and sometimes I wonder if some of the problems associated with marijuana that you do hear about, like the heart attacks, which I have heard about, how much of that is attributed to the smoking, which is obviously a problem, and how much of that is a relationship is associated with the actual cannabinoid content of what you're putting into your system. We know that you have endocannabinoids in the body, and the body makes use of cannabinoids for a lot of things, anti-inflammation, anti-anxiety, etc. So how much of the problems are associated with the smoking issue, and does eating marijuana or taking marijuana like a medicine, does that alleviate or does that reduce some of the risks that you're talking about? And then let me just say this real quick, and I'd love you to be able to address this as a medical doctor. Don't all drugs have a problem? Aren't all drugs going to come with side effects and toxicities, and in this way, isn't marijuana being used medicinally, when it's used medicinally, just another drug? So that's two questions.
Yeah, I completely agree with you that pretty much all drugs are going to have some side effects. And when marijuana is used medicinally, we're just asking for the side effects. You know, the reason that you have so many problems with it, a lot of them, like you said, they are from the smoking. And if you're talking about the lung effect, yes, that's mainly from the smoking. The heart effect, we really don't know, because it does increase your blood pressure and your heart rate, whether you smoke it or whether you ingest it. So I don't think there are enough studies out to really tell us. The studies that have been done for the most part regarding the heart have been with smoking it. But I think that if you really just think about it in a logical way, you're still going to get increased blood pressure and heart rate when you're using it. And there's also going to be a lot of inflammatory products in your bloodstream. So, again, thinking about it not from studies, but just thinking about it logically, you would think that would cause it as well. Although, if I had the choice between the two, I would go with the ingestion as opposed to the smoking for sure.
How about folks who find pain relief from it? And I talk to a lot of people who find really incredible pain relief that they can't get from opioids, for example. And we know, I mean, tell me what you think, that marijuana is much less toxic than opioids, I would think, or THC, I should say, is much less toxic than, say, a hydrocodone or oxycodone. Would you agree with that from a pain relief perspective?
Yeah. In my practice, I no longer use post-operative narcotics, so I'm not a fan of narcotics either. I think anti-inflammatories are generally a better way to go. However, if you're going to choose between opioids and narcotics,
opioids and THC. You mean opioids and THC, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I said yes. Opioids and cannabis products or THC. I would go probably with the THC, but I will tell you that studies have shown that when people try to go from one to the other, they wind up becoming addicted to both and not just one. So where it sounds like that would be a logical route to go, it really hasn't worked out that way.
I'm thinking of the digestive issues, because there are reasons to use THC to improve digestion and to improve appetite. But we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Dr. Raymond Wiggins is with us. His book, Weeding Out the Lies About Marijuana. More with Dr. Wiggins on the Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side talking to Dr. Raymond Wiggins about his book, Weeding Out the Lies About Marijuana. Dr. Wiggins, before we went to break, you were talking about hydrocodone and oxycodone and the opiates versus marijuana. You were saying how you go with non-steroidals, I think you said, instead of the opiates. But when I think of the opiates, the first thing I think of is for toxicity and side effects is I think of intestinal problems, constipation especially. And, of course, the NSAIDs are notorious for causing GI issues. On the other hand, the cannabinoids are actually used to treat GI issues, to treat IBD, inflammatory bowel diseases, Crohn's disease, various irritable bowel type issues. Why would you say that you would be more prone towards using non-steroidals versus cannabinoids? And wouldn't cannabinoids be preferred over opiates? I mean, for people who are dealing with post-operative or any kind of chronic pain issues?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at studies, if we go back to 2021, the International Association for the Study of Pain did a meta-analysis, and they looked at 36 randomized controlled trials regarding cannabis products and pain. They were looking at all different cannabis products and pain, and they judged that there was really nothing significantly or statistically significant regarding the difference between cannabis products and placebo. They thought that a lot of what we're seeing is a placebo effect. And I'm not, you know, if somebody's using it and they're getting relief, you know, more power to them. But statistically, and looking at 36 different recent trials, you know, the pain doctors just aren't really seeing the difference.
How about for sleep?
Sleep is something that it seems to have an effect for the first month. About 50% of people will sleep better. When you get to the second month, only about 25%. And by the time you get to the third month, and this is both for cannabis and CBD, by the time you get to the third, I'm talking about THC and CBD, not all cannabis products. By the time you get to the third month, you're really not getting a benefit there. And in fact, you start seeing the side effects, and you start seeing people sleeping less and not going into REM sleep and having a lot of problems.
Do you see a distinction between CBD and THC aside from potency?
Well, you know, if I was going to choose between the two, it would certainly be CBD, because I don't want the mental issues that you're hit with THC. If you look at NIH and Mayo Clinic, et cetera, when they look at CBD, if you really look at the study, there's really not a great benefit to CBD, other than there are some studies that show some decreased anxiety, but those are very they're generally very small studies, and they're not studies that show a huge significant statistical difference. And a lot of those are considered to have significant bias. So I can't say that I could recommend, as a physician, that I could recommend either CBD or THC for anxiety. And you may disagree with me there. And I know you're an expert in this area, but
I'm not an expert in the area, but I find the endocannabinoid system really fascinating. And the idea that there are natural molecules that are really evolutionarily conserved, they're found everywhere in yeast and in bacteria and plants. And, you know, the endocannabinoids are one of the oldest, they may be the oldest of the eicosanoid hormones or signaling molecules. And the fact that we make them in our body seems to me like there's sort of a perfection there, like they're the perfect medicine, although I'm smoking is definitely a problem. But you actually bring a biblical perspective to some of this, and you actually see some biblical reasons to stay sober or to not indulge, if you will. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of reasons that, from a biblical perspective, although the Bible never uses the word cannabis or CBD or anything like that, obviously it doesn't use the word marijuana. There are many concepts that you can apply to the subject, and there's things like all the medical reasons that all the medical problems that it can cause, you know, lowering your IQ and the increased risk of schizophrenia, all those things. Why would we want to put that in our body? And our body tells us, or the Bible tells us, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that we should take care of our body. It also leads to a decreased drive, which is laziness, and the Bible is definitely against laziness. It makes us a slave to sin. 30% of people who use marijuana are addicted to it, and 46% of those who are teenagers are addicted to it. So why do we want to be a slave to that? Also, you're relying on that if you're using it recreationally, it's generally for your peace and your joy, and God asks us to come to Him for that. Also, it's illegal in most places, and if you're talking about federally, it's still illegal everywhere. So we as Christians, unless we're going against it's something that the Bible would teach us, we're supposed to try to follow the law. And then there are many, many scriptures that say that we're supposed to be sober at all times, and the Bible actually gives 9 different reasons that we're supposed to be sober.
Well, let me stop you right there. How do you define sobriety in the sense that anything that you ingest is going to have some kind of psychoactive effect, even a banana, you know, anything that you put into your system? So how are you defining sobriety? Is it on a spectrum? Is there like a critical mass that's reached or a critical threshold that's reached that puts you into the intoxicated side from the sober side? I mean, isn't it on a spectrum, sobriety? It's not cut and dry.
Yeah. I think that sobriety, anything that's going to lead you to make poor decisions, lead to poor judgment, lead to indulgence in things that the Bible would say that we're not supposed to do, that's where I would draw the line.
All right, so what do you do, and maybe, I don't know if you have an answer for this, do you run into people who are addicted to marijuana? I mean, you see it as being an addictive substance, even though most people say it's not addictive. You mean physiologically addictive, psychologically addicted? And what do you recommend for people who have some kind of addiction problem, who are addiction associated with marijuana?
Yeah, so if you go back to the late 60s again, the THC of 1% to 3%, you're not going to find a true physical addiction then. But when you're going to our modern THC percent, which is, you know, about 22% on average, anything above about 10%, you start seeing a true physiological addiction. And so about 30% of people who use the more modern, the high THC, the high potency cannabis are going to be addicted. And again, it's 46% for young people. So I would say that, you know, there's definite physiological addiction. And if you look at later studies that are more recent with the higher potency, you're going to see a lot more of that.
Is there withdrawal from people who are addicted and when they stop?
Oh, there's absolutely withdrawal. It's cannabis withdrawal syndrome, and it's, you know, it leads to anger, irritability, aggression, anxiety, restlessness. I mean, you can go through about 40 different symptoms that you get, and it lasts for about 45 days. It can lead to insomnia, very strange dreams. You know, there's all kinds of problems, and it's directly related to the potency that you were using before. If you're using a lower potency, usually it's shorter. It can be as short as 3 weeks or so, and it can be as long as 45 days or so. But there's a true physical withdrawal syndrome, cannabis withdrawal syndrome, that is out there now.
Nothing life-threatening, though. Not like opioid addiction.
I have not heard of anything that's life-threatening, no. I have not. The things that are life-threatening are the great increased risk of suicide and the heart problems.
So you also have a study guide associated with this, and I find that very intriguing. You're, like, totally dedicated to helping people understand this, correct?
Absolutely. I want people to understand it. So there's actually two different books. I have one that's strictly a medical book. That's the one that's going to go into public schools, et cetera. The other book has the biblical side as well, and that can go to churches, Christian schools, Christian universities, and Christian rehab programs. And there's a study guide for both of those. So if people that don't want the biblical side of things, people at public schools, et cetera, want to teach a course on it, I've got that study guide. And if you want to delve into the biblical side of things, I got that as well.
Dr. Wiggins, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. The book is Weeding Out the Lies About Marijuana. Dr. Raymond Wiggins, his website, Dr. Wiggins, and that's W-I-G-G-I-N-S, Dr. D-R-W-I-G-G-I-N-S, drwiggins.com. You get the books and the study guides on the website. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Wiggins. And that's all the time we have for this evening, friends. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome Saturday night. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.